a date which will live in infamy.
Only a foolish optimist can deny the dark realities of the moment.
Hey, Brandon, I've got a question for you tonight, sir. Would you like to hear my... Okay. So what is your number one favorite cult movie of all time?
I think Wayne's World.
Very good choice. And why would that be? What is it about Wayne's World that you've always loved so much?
I just love the stupid humor, and I love how it makes fun of itself as it goes along. Kind of like us.
I was just going to say, you're not talking about our own podcast. We're talking about our favorite movies. Well, mine would be Monty Python and the Holy Grail. I've always loved that movie. I know every single line, even if I haven't watched the movie in several years. And what I love about that movie and your movie, too, is that not only is the writing great and the directing great, but I just love the characters.
Yeah. Yeah, they are fantastic. And it is pure fantasy and pure just nonsense, just kind of rolled up into a love story that no one gives a shit about.
Right, exactly, definitely. But let me ask you this. How would you feel? How would you personally be affected if somehow the director, the producer, all of the actors in the movie, Dana Carvey, what if you found out that they all thought you were the biggest douchebag scum on the face of the planet? Would that hurt your feelings at all?
Yeah. Would I be that one guy in Wayne's World where he'd be like, he's nothing but pralines and dick. I feel Benjamin's like one of us.
Yes, you. Oh, my God. I would sincerely be hurt. I couldn't imagine if John Cleese and Eric Idle and Graham Chapman just were like, that Dave Martin, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
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 It just reminded me, too, like, so I've never really, like, met that many famous people. And years and years ago, around 20 years ago, like, one of my favorite bands came to town. And I actually had a chance to go do the meet and greet. So I was like, all right, I'm just going to walk up to this guy. I'm going to say, hey, I love your music. I love everything, blah, 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 blah. Maybe an autograph, something like that. See you later. But no, when Dave Martin walks up, he has to make small talk.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And the small talk failed. And the lead guitarist looks at me, gives me the worst look in the world, and immediately stalks the person next to me as he's signing my autograph.
Oh, wow.
And I was deflated.
You were that guy.
I was just that guy.
Oh,
right.
Oh.
It was an epic fail.
How old
let me
you?
Tell you. I was in my upper 20s. I was not a child.
So you're not like, you shouldn't be like one of those fanboys or fangirls. You should have been pretty okay, but like, hey, your music's pretty cool. I've been listening for a while. I love what you did in this new record. No, you did the opposite.
I was gushing and said something totally ridiculous.
No, that's fair. I did the same thing too. Oh.
So listeners, welcome to FTR's Wheelchair. If you have no idea why we're talking about what we're talking about, well, A, neither do we. Well, actually, we do, because we do. B, we got a story coming up later.
So stay tuned. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned. That'll all be relevant in a while.
That will be relevant in a while.
We've got segues going throughout the episode on this one.
Yes, we do.
Oh, look at that.
Is that a segue?
No. But I'm Brandon Ziegler, and this is my co-host,
Dave Martin. Howdy, everybody.
And this is FDR's Wheelchair. We're glad to have you back. This is our third episode.
Number three, baby.
In sports, that's a streak.
It is a streak. We have more listeners last week than we did the week before.
We did. We started with 24. Dave gave us the goal of having 50. We did not quite meet that goal. However, we got fucking close.
We did get pretty close. We got it. Well, you said a French listener, a Finnish listener.
And a Canadian listener.
And a Canadian listener.
And there's
listener.
Some English ones out there that we're not going to talk about because I know those guys.
We're not going to talk about them, yeah.
That Brexit thing, man.
Yeah. Brexit. Whatever. I'm not ready to talk about that today, by the way.
Don't bring up that. That's not polite.
No.
All right. So what we're going to talk about today is we're going to go talk about Kamala Harris. We are going to go back and reference some things that we talked about last week.
Ah, very good.
Yeah. So we're going to update a little things. That includes Kanye West and Trump's campaign money.
Ah, good old campaign money.
Oh, good old Kanye West, man. That's what I'm excited about. Fuck the money. We may cover some other things if we have time. But we have a lot to go over this week. So let's start with Kamala Harris, and she's the vice presidential Democratic nominee. Mm-hmm. So in the blue corner, we have from India, from Jamaica, Kamala Harris! Oh,
I thought it was California.
Well,
that's
no,
right.
Her parents, yeah. Her ethnicity.
Yes, she's... exactly. Oh, because okay. She has to prove herself because nobody else has to prove themselves unless you're a female, unless you're a person of color. Then magically, you have to prove who you are and where you come from.
Well, you have to do better than most.
Right.
So, why did Biden pick Kamala Harris, Dave?
He picked Kamala Harris because she is extraordinarily strong. She could clearly and easily debate Michael Pence.
That's going to be a great debate.
That is going to be a really good debate.
Do you think she's going to go full cross-examining him? Or do you think he's going to play... play dumb and bring his expectations down low and play a victim almost.
You know what?
Like he does with his wife.
I think, No, he's good at playing the victim. I think he is good at playing that that role. I think at the same time, she has to make sure she's not overzealous and go too much on the attack.
I think so too. Mm-hmm. Well, Pence is just used to being bullied every day by Trump, so he's going to play that role great.
Right, right. No, but I think... you know, albeit there is some controversial things about Kamala Harris's past.
Yes, there is.
She, to be critical, is at times trying to play both sides of the political spectrum, trying to balance out some of the things that she did as Attorney General, some of the things that she did, has done as a senator. And in addition to that, some of the things that she's saying as a presidential candidate. So that's not necessarily a bad thing. You can have fluid ideas. You can change your mind. You can be situational. And I think that shows strength with her. I still say, like I did last week, overall, she's a very moderate person and she balances out Joe Biden quite well. In addition to that, she, you know, can hit a lot of different demographics in the Democratic
Party. Yeah, and I actually think Biden brings her further to the left, which is surprising because Biden's pretty centrist, but... actually, no, that's a complete lie. No, she brought Biden more to the left. That's what I meant to say.
Okay, yeah.
Because she was all for single-payer health care, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But Biden is for his boy Obama and Obamacare.
Right. And that's the hard part about this campaign, too, is because the platform of the Democratic Party is becoming increasingly left while you have two candidates that are trying to poise themselves as, you know, the moderate in, you know, the presidential campaign compared to Donald Trump. So they're having their own internal struggles, I would say.
I think so, too. Mm-hmm. And I think one of the reasons Biden brought her onto his campaign is that Donald Trump is celebrating that he's law and order. He keeps saying that mm-hmm. over and over. But Kamala Harris literally is law and order. I mean, in 2003, she became the district attorney of the city and county of San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
She was, as she says to herself, the top cop.
Yep.
So how can you argue with that?
Absolutely.
I mean, that is law and order. And her... So San Francisco's conviction rate jumped from 52% to 67%. That's huge.
That's a 15% gigantic, enormous jump.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's...
With the burden of proof in criminal cases, I mean, exactly. That's just not happenstance.
No,
absolutely.
No, so she definitely was very aggressive. She's been criticized by the left for that aggressiveness, for people saying that she's not quite moderate enough, especially with people of color,
mm-hmm.
That she's helping with just throwing minorities in jail, that kind of thing, especially in San Francisco where you have Oakland right across the bay,
right.
Which has a lot of trouble with that. Do you think it's smart for Biden to counteract Trump with somebody like Kamala?
No, I don't think it's a problem at all. I mean, I think we have the right people. I definitely think we have the right people. There's some issues to iron out, but again, the problem is the Democratic Party platform, the two candidates we have, and trying to meld those two things together, because we all know who's good at exploiting those weaknesses, who's better than anybody.
The Republicans.
The Republicans. And the Democrats suck at it. So, these next 2 months are really going to be something. Well, not month and a half now. Holy shit. Wow. I mean, Democrat, don't fuck this up. Don't be the Cincinnati Bengals of politics again. Please. Obama, use your superpowers. Come on,
right,
Obama.
Right, where are you? Get your conglomerate out or whatever they accuse you this. These
right,
days.
Him and Michelle like put their hands together and sparks fly out and magic happens. Come on, it's time.
But you know what I find funny is that the main Republicans and the Republican talking heads like Tucker Carlson and the president himself can't even pronounce her name.
With intention, they mispronounce their name.
That's just absurd.
Just the same thing with Barack Obama. Mispronouncing his name, making sure they said Hussein, making someone sound less, I don't know, American to their base than, I don't know. I don't know what they're... they do it all the time.
Yeah.
It's
if they say it, it's true.
If they say it, it's true.
Fake news.
It's blatant racism. It just is.
Yeah.
You don't have to use a derogatory term to be blatantly racist. And mispronouncing somebody's name on purpose to deny their identity is fucking racist.
And it makes them seem more irrelevant than they actually are.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is she's on a bunch of committees. She's on the Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, the Select Committee on Intelligence, Committee on Judiciary, and the Committee on Budget. They know her name.
Oh yeah, they do. Yep.
That's a lot of committees. That's a lot of powerful committees right there. So you can't tell me that they don't know her name.
Wait, I'm afraid of her now.
Well, yeah.
I miss Puppy Dog Pence already.
Oh, him and his comb over. Come hug me, Pence. Not too close, Pence. Not too close. Your wife's watching.
Oh, Lord.
But I'm really interested in the debates. She in the primary, she kind of came out a little strong for some people's taste, but she definitely took Biden to task, actually, a little bit. Do we want her to hold back? Do we want her to stop and say, no, Pence is going for the victim look? Or do you just want her to rip? Because at this point, is it going to change anybody's mind?
My friend, if there's a time to not hold back, now is the time.
I think so. I think
absolutely.
It'll make for a great debate. Probably one of the most interesting debates we've seen in a long time.
Oh, yeah. I'm planning on getting really drunk for that one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, we should do a drinking game.
Really?
Yeah. Every time that Pence says her name wrong, we drink.
Mm-hmm.
And every time he stutters, we drink.
Okay, I'm in.
Yeah. Then we have to do something for Kamala.
Every
time she points her finger at him.
Ooh, now. Yeah, we'll can't do that. Hammered. We'll be hammered before it starts, man.
That's true.
We're going to keep bringing Yosemite Sam into this. Bam, 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 bam.
That's going to have to be who shows up to these debates, man.
Right.
Damn it, Kamala.
Oh, man.
He's only a poor little Christian.
This is a side topic, but did you see there was another Trump parade this weekend?
I did. Did you get caught up in it?
I didn't. No, I stayed the fuck away. But you know what I want to do? I want to start, like, investing in PVC piping, because all the pickup trucks, like with the PVC pipe jammed down in their truck with their flags and their Don't Tread on Me flag and their American flag and their Trump flag and all their flags.
Did you see the guy who's selling Trump flags, but he was selling the gay pride flag right next to it?
Yeah, I did. That was awesome. He was like, I'm about making money. Absolutely.
Trump changed my life.
I just want to go out to that parade and be like, all right, random person, come up here. I see that you're very patriotic. You have the Don't Tread on Me flag, and you have a few versions of the American flag. Ooh, a rebel flag. That's historical. What are the three branches of government? Well, guns and Trump and
God. God.
God. God. Yeah.
Jesus.
You are correct, sir.
You get one Trump flag.
Oh, man. A friend of mine shared me a picture. She was stuck in it.
Oh, shit.
And it was a pickup truck with two guys sitting in lawn chairs in the back, and an actual deer head stuck to the back of the truck.
No shit.
Fuck yeah.
Did you see...
They're having too much fun.
Almost... It wasn't an anti-protest. It was kind of like, well, we can do this too, the Biden people. they were in the middle of the city and they just had a little Biden flag and like, honk if you like Biden.
Like tricycles and a few Toyota Priuses flying around.
They had that pinwheel and they're spinning it by themselves.
Oh, there's just something that Democrats, you just can't do, man. Yeah. You can't hold a big old American parade. No. You know? No. If it wasn't so like, if you just knew that it wasn't so hate-filled, it would actually be kind of like a fun, engaging kind of thing.
I'm sure there was beer flowing, hot dogs, hamburgers. Right. There's got to be some ribs, some homemade barbecue sauce and shit going around. Yeah. Damn.
Excuse me, would you like some cauliflower wings? Fuck you, man.
Fuck you. You and Kamala, take those cauliflower wings out of here.
Kamala, whatever you is.
Kamala. Oh, good old Trump parades are fun.
The world sucks.
But, yeah. But speaking about Trump.
Yeah.
Have you heard of his, he's trying to move, he's trying to get the DOJ to represent him?
Have you heard? Oh, yeah.
So he has this, it's a rape case, but it's also a defamatory case. So his lawyers are saying that he did it as he was president. The defamatory case while he was president, so that's in the scope of his job. Mm-hmm. And if he's within the scope of his job, the government will defend him with taxpayer money.
Right.
So on June 21st, in 2019, he made a verbal remarks on the lawn of the White House before heading on Marine One. The next day, he was on interview with The Hill and made kind of the same comments. Mm-hmm. So they're saying that he was president while he was doing that, so the DOJ can represent him.
And the DOJ will.
And, well, especially under Barr.
Yeah, uh-huh. Absolutely. Oh, man. The power of the executive branch is increasing by the second.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we talked about this the last 2 weeks. The level of corruption and just keeping up with it is immense. Because you asked me, did you hear about that story? I'm like, yeah, but tell me about it because
I had to dig into the details.
Right.
So one of the biggest details of this is that they're moving, because it was in the state of New York is where this lawsuit is happening. So they're moving it to a federal case. That's the crux of their argument.
Mm-hmm.
And then, therefore, he can replace himself as Trump the defendant as the U.S. is defendant.
Uh-huh.
You know how much lawyer talk I had to go through to figure that fucking shit out?
Absolutely. I'm really confused right now. And I know a lot about this shit.
Right. I'm confused and I research this goddamn shit. So, the statute is known as the Westfall Act. The Westfall Act. So, that is when, the Justice Department routinely removes state tort cases to federal court when a government employee is named as defendant for conduct that occurred in the scope of his employment. And Leo agrees. Can you hear him up there?
Absolutely. Can we keep the dogs in this episode?
We're keeping them in. The dogs. He's just celebrating that he knows what the Westfall Act is. Yeah, Dad, I got that. See, he's gone on again.
Yeah, and like you said, well, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So this just shows you that you can't just blindly go through the topics. You just can't just scroll through the news things like, oh, yeah, I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. Yeah, I really had to dig into it. I mean, I had to pull up 4 or 5 news articles just to understand what was happening.
And it's something new every single day.
Yeah, and that's every day.
Yeah.
So, how do you keep up with things like that? I think that's one of what people say, oh, it's fake news. Trump's not doing that. Trump's not doing it. Because you can't keep up, even if you want to.
No, if that was your full-time job.
Yeah. I mean, Michael Cohen couldn't even keep up.
No, exactly. Yeah. And he's the fixer. But what I think's really funny about that law, the intention of it is protecting employees from personal liability for accidents. Well, there's a lot of accidents going on, so maybe it is appropriate.
Yeah, it was an accident. I called her a whore.
They need a sign in the Oval Office, like, 0 days since last accident.
Since last lawsuit.
Since last lawsuit. But it's a permanent number zero. It is a permanent number zero
because it applies to all of them. I'm sure all of them have some sort of litigation happening at the time.
God damn it.
So it's just another crazy thing that's happening. So as taxpayers, we have to pay for his defense.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, how do we do that? Why can't the government pay for my defense? I'm going to do something stupid.
Well, you don't want to let anybody know those things.
That's true. That's true.
So another story of corruption.
Another story of corruption. Yeah. We can't really go into it because we'll be here all day. All day.
I just think it's fake news, Brandon.
Damn it,
you haven't
McConnell,
talked about me.
Are you back again?
You haven't invited me to this episode. I just came in to take over.
Damn it. How'd you get in here? He's been ramping up his ads.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
all about Amy Grath and her 9/11 thing.
Right.
Like comparing... That's
but,
all. That's
but
all
her comeback ad was awesome. She was yeah. like, yeah, while you never served, I was sitting in an F-18 ready to fly.
On the West Coast.
Yes. So lick my balls, McConnell. She basically said that.
She did, and yeah. I'm sure she has bigger balls than McConnell. They're probably pretty shriveled at this point.
damn it. That was creepy shit. man. I had clarity of thought until you brought old man balls up in this shit.
Oh, yeah. It does it every time.
Yes, it does it every time.
All right. So... I know it's another story we can go into that would probably take us all day to talk to that yeah. we're just going to gloss over
sure.
again.
Yeah, again.
Is Portland joins a growing number of states that have really come down on facial recognition.
Did you just admit to everybody that we're not doing in-depth analysis?
No.
Oh, okay. Continue on. Sorry.
No. We covered everything quite thoroughly and we have the facts. We're going to post sources.
Let's see. My paper says www.nymag.com. Oh, yeah, that's my source.
Wikipedia.
I heard they're a pretty good paper.
Is this Hawaiian?
Hawaiian.
A lot about surfing on here. I don't know.
We talking about birtherism again?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So facial recognition in Portland.
Yeah. So I actually kind of take this pretty serious. This is something I've been quite worried about for a long time because it's so scary. Someone can video you, which is scary enough,
mm-hmm.
and then identify you or supposedly identify you.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows if they have done it correctly or not.
Yeah, I was reading up on this, and apparently, like, whatever... software they use to recognize faces, they have like a database of people that they have used to like create some kind of algorithm to tie into some crazy whacking thing that can identify faces, but they over proportionally used white males as the facial recognition part, so it inaccurately captures women and minorities at a higher rate than it accurately detects.
Yeah, it's one of the
our faces.
Issues of having white males program white male shit.
Right, exactly.
Why can't we identify these dark people? Right. I don't know.
Yeah, and this law went a step further. It not just, you know, the public technology, but this outlaws private businesses from using yes. facial recognition in public areas.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to go back real quick to misidentifying people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I think you'll like this little stat. 28 members of Congress were misidentified and said and were recognized as felons. 28!
So, the shit works. Oh, yay! I'm all for facial recognition.
It should have been like 100%.
It should have been. Yeah. 535 positive cases of...
Hey,
felony.
I think
convictions.
We got something good in our hands.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Portland. And this one's funny if it wasn't so scary either. But Oprah Winfrey was identified as male.
Oh, really?
This was by a company called Recognition with a K.
They can't spell. They think Oprah's a dude. Oh my God, that's insane.
But you know, we'll just have them for law enforcement.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Let's
just
use them.
That's working out.
It's
fine.
Working perfectly. It sounds like a Law and Order device. Yeah.
So Amazon has been a big part of this because, you know, why not? Why not throw a multi-billion company in there to help with our safety and security as citizens.
I feel better now because I trust Amazon.
You know what? I felt better, especially when they funded for $14 million in lobbying.
$14 million yep. to lobby.
Yep. Huh, that was federal, and $24,000 just in Portland alone.
Wow.
And they declined to comment. Mm. I called them. I called Bezos. Right. Like, hey, doing this podcast, man.
So obviously, this has nothing to do with catching criminals. This has to do with selling this technology.
And selling people where they go.
And selling people. And not giving a shit who they arrest incorrectly.
Yeah.
You know?
It doesn't matter.
And especially, you know, you hear stories out of Portland where, you know, you have federal agents coming in and unmarked man throwing people. And I mean, that's already happening. So what now when someone gets misidentified? You're just sitting in your house and knock on the door and I'm not like conspiratorial or anything, but some of these things sound very realistic.
It's happening. They drove unmarked vans, unmarked uniforms, and they took people off the street.
So fucking cool. Oh, wait. Hold
on. I mean,
I know.
Liberal.
Wait, you're not telling me about a movie? I thought this was a movie. Oh, man, this is reality. God.
It is, and what was happening?
Oh, yeah.
So we have the Trump, the president, President Trump being defended by the government with his own personal lawyer that's supposed to be non-political, who clearly isn't. Did Barr speak at the convention or no?
I don't think he did. I do know that 7 out of the 14 keynotes were Trump family members.
That's our oligarchy that we spoke about.
We did talk about that last week. Putting the dick in dictatorship. I forget what we talked about last week.
Yeah, you had to point at your dick and I was going, what are you talking about? Yeah.
Put it away again, Dave. God. Come on, Brandon. Oh, ain't no fun.
Okay, sorry. All right, speaking about last episode, I want to round up some shit.
Yeah. I know what you're going to talk about.
Oh, me too. I like it. So before, I was saying that I couldn't pin down where Trump's money's gone. But there's been a little more investigation, not by me, because, you know, I'm eating burritos and doing this online and shit. But what happened is Trump's campaign blew $800 million way too early. So they spent most of their money in February, March, and April, including $11 million on Super Bowl ads.
Right. Let alone other things. Yeah, right. Super Bowl ads. I mean, that's what, late January, early February? Blowing money on parties, blowing money on blowing money on everything they possibly could blow money on.
All he had to do was saying, I'm the president, I'm running for office in November. Bye.
Right.
And he could do that for free. Well, he's been doing that for free.
How the fuck could they be out of money? I don't understand.
Well, especially when he's such a businessman.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he needs to art up in the deal in this shit or something, man.
Right. It's bad negotiations.
Yeah. He's one of the richest guys in the world. He
the
just
Super Bowl
should
have paid him.
They should have.
God. Another, apparently what's been happening is just these, not little costs, but these kind of minor costs have been adding up throughout the month. And one of them I find hilarious is that a company called Yonder, that makes magnetic pouches used to store cell phones during fundraisers so that donors could not secretly record Trump and link his remarks.
Right.
He spent $190,000 on that. On a Tupperware case.
On a Tupperware case. For a gag order for his friends. For his friends, exactly. Oh my God.
I mean, this is, you know, in some ways we make fun of Biden, hopefully that he realizes that he has this money. But on the opposite, I mean, this literally is the opposite of Ben, that Trump realizes he doesn't have enough money, but keeps spending it.
Right. But his new campaign manager, thank God, he actually nixed the idea of putting $3 million into a sponsorship on a NASCAR car.
Really?
Really. Now, here's the funny thing. Look, every single person, either at a NASCAR race or watching the NASCAR race is already going to vote for Trump.
You except for Bubba Wallace.
He ain't no real NASCAR driver. Wink, wink, you know what real mean. We need to balance out all that other stuff, you know. Like, really, you don't need to advertise. I mean,
you hear Eric Trump called football boring?
Did he really?
He did. He tweeted it.
Oh,
he's serious. He tweeted that shit.
I would just love to see him, like, with spell check, with the shortest tweet imaginable. Like,
I just want to see him, like, have enough concentration with all the coke he does, like, right, to sit down and, like, try to tweet something. Like, blood vessels in his eyes, trying not to burst as he spells, "It is."
Oh, man.
And
so, like, the RNC, they're already, like, they're routing, like, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars through an LLC linked to Trump campaign officials, and it's all tied up with an FEC complaint, and the RNC has this huge legal bill, and this was so funny when I was reading about this today. Guess how much their legal bill is?
How much?
A lot of money. It's $666,000. $667.66.
Beelzebub? Is that you?
Right.
Is that my lawyer?
Add one more dollar, round it up to a seven.
Just makes me feel better.
Right. It's like I literally saw the number of the beast while I was reading about Trump's campaign.
And that's his lawyer.
Finances. And that's, yeah, right, right. That's his lawyer. Oh, my God. So, yeah. It's just, you can't make this shit up.
You can't. You can't. And there's also an accused shell company called AMMC that has taken almost $50 million. And they cater to one person, Trump. And they're supposed to be a media company. But he's pulling out all of his ads. And they're like the media company we'd run. Yeah, we'll make a commercial for you. No, I'm not going to the bar right now. What are we talking about? This pina colada was here when you got here.
Oh my God!
I don't understand like I don't understand how the GOP is letting him get away with it.
Yeah.
How are they?
I just said it's eggs in one basket with this guy. We're going to do everything we can now to get this guy reelected. Come hell or high water, we're not going to worry about the consequences right now. We're going to worry about those things later.
That's why you need Michael Caine back.
Right.
The former president of the GOP committee.
Yep. Michael Steele.
Michael Steele.
Michael Steele. Yeah, they do need him back, but he won't come back. Oh, hell no, he won't come back.
No.
Nope.
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 No, and especially with this kind of spending, what the fuck are you doing? You need McCain back, too.
Oh, the just maverick.
Kick Trump's ass all over the place. Do you think he would have run as a against Trump for the presidential nomination? I think he would have, just to piss him off.
You'd have to assume that he wouldn't be in any kind of ill health, you know?
If he was healthy and able to.
I think he would legitimately challenge him. He would be one to do it.
And would Kasich be his VP nomination?
That might keep him in the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Yep, it could do that.
That'd be crazy.
Yep. I'd like Kasich if he didn't try to dismantle unions, teacher unions in the state of Ohio about 10 years ago. He is forever burned.
Burned. I hear teachers aren't a big fan of him.
No, not at all. No. I mean, he really tried to bring right to work in Ohio when he was the governor. You know, other than that, ever since then, you know, a lot of the things that he says and does, I agree with. But that's just one thing I can't get past.
Yeah, he's pretty moderate, actually.
Yeah.
Talking, which is kind of weird in these times, you know, we're really quite divided.
Yes, we are.
Oh, it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
But don't worry, we have the devil representing Trump now.
Satan.
Because he's not a polar opposite or of anything.
No.
So you have them claiming Jesus, then you literally have the devil.
Right. Oh my God.
The dichotomy of it all.
So check this out. Can I do a little side story for a second here?
Absolutely.
Oh my God. So I live, if you guys don't know this, I live in a like little suburban neighborhood outside of the city that I'm from, because we're not allowed to say. Are we still going to do that at some point?
At some point.
At some point. Okay, we'll tell you guys later. And then Brandon lives more in the city. So I'm out in the middle of, you know.
Yeehaw!
Yeehaw! And So this new neighbor comes over. I'm watching football in my garage yesterday, and this newer neighbor comes over.
Hold on.
Yeah.
You live in the suburbs of the redneck place, and you're watching football in your garage. Did you watch a bass fishing show afterwards?
Yes, I did.
Just get your reel going and your fly fishes.
Absolutely, man.
Tackle together or whatever it is.
So he walks in. He's like, "What do you think about them protests?" He's from the South. He's like, "What do you think about these protests?" And I'm like, "Well, you know," I said, "a lot of people."
Was he wearing a sucker suit?
No. I said they're not protesting against the national anthem or the flag. They're demonstrating during the national anthem. He's like, "Oh," he's like, and then he just cuts in. He said, "I had this friend." He said, "She decided to go down to and join a Black Lives Matter protest. And I told her, I said, you can't love Jesus Christ and be for Black Lives Matter." That's the first impression that this guy gave as he just walked into my garage, peeked in to say hi. This was yesterday. Yeah.
That's pretty intense.
Right.
Even if you, like, agreed with that, that's pretty intense.
That's really intense.
I'm pretty sure, like, you know, a white supremacist don't recruit that way.
I'm like, what the hell, man? Where are you drawing these conclusions?
Right.
I was like, nice to meet you.
Is that a Mark or Luke?
Is that Mark or Luke?
Give me a verse. Must have missed that one.
Right. It's somewhere in there. Maybe it's in the King Dick version of the Bible. I don't know.
Wow!
Yeah, I just went there, didn't I?
You did. You did. So we've had the devil. We're calling Jesus a dick.
No, I didn't. I said the King Dick version. I did not call Jesus anything. He'd be quite a cool guy.
Okay. Another thing I want to go back for from next week was Kanye West.
You think it's funny, but he's going to lose the election for us.
No, he's not. I have good news on this.
Yeah, you have good news? Tell me.
He's been taken off the ballot of Wisconsin and Ohio because he didn't file his paperwork in time.
He literally missed Ohio by like
5 minutes.
Yeah, like nothing. It's awesome.
And they told him, like, hey, we may lock the doors earlier than 5, but call this number and we'll let you in.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't even do that. So he's just kicked off. They're like, no, you can't. You missed the deadline. I mean, he had months to do this. Months.
No.
So, but there's a group calling for charges to be brought against Kanye West because of election fraud, basically. So false signatures for the petition.
Ooh.
Missing signatures for the petition. And not meeting deadlines, and there was something else. Somebody else signed his signature.
No way.
Yep.
Now, is this in multiple states or in one state? Oh, multiple states. So then it's a federal problem if it's in more than one state. Well, states run elections, but
so the charges would be brought up on a state level per state. So, I mean, it could be federal, but obviously Barr is not going to charge him. But if he's charged the state, Trump can't pardon him.
That's right. He can only pardon on federal charges. Yeah.
So there's a group out there that wants to bring Kanye West.
Can Trump use his accident defense with Kanye?
he was my rapper in chief at the time. He was that's what I've pointed out. Barr, go do his paperwork.
Oh man. Kanye, the gift that keeps on giving.
Oh, he really is.
You know, it's 2020, and if that motherfucker throws the election.
I kind of feel bad making fun of somebody with obvious mental health issues.
Where's your research and data on that, sir?
I researched these episodes very thoroughly, and we will post sources soon.
Okay, very good.
Okay, yeah. All right, where are we going to move on from Kanye West? Dude. That's actually kind of a hard segue.
That is kind of a hard segue to go from Kanye West. That was, but I like the follow-up, though, because we talked about that last week.
I know. We kind of wrap back around. Let's do the segue of the episode.
Ooh, the segue of the episode. We were kind of in tune with that. Very good.
Kinda. We'll get there.
Oh my God! So
this is great.
Oh, we're cruising, baby. Cruz cruising to the wild world of Ted Cruz. Now, I've heard for years that Ted Cruz is the most unlikable person serving in Congress. Both Democrats and Republicans agree that he is an asshole, albeit very effective politician. And I kind of believe it.
Well, he beat Beto O'Rourke.
He did beat Beto. Beto O'Rourke, could you imagine all his hand movements and his shucking and
driving? He'd tear off his shirt the first time he was in Congress, like posing a bill or something.
But Ted Cruz, he has a background in college and high school of being a thespian, being an
Ed
acting.
Munster.
Ed Munster, yes. Being in acting and musing and stuff like that. And he's a big movie fan. And he's always let it know that he's a huge fan of certain movies like The Princess Bride, for example.
As you wish.
And The Simpsons. You know, he's a big fan of The Simpsons, too. So the cast of The Princess Bride, they reunited this past weekend. Actually, I think they're doing it today, believe it or not, for a live table read of the movie. Like a live table read of the movie. It might be tonight, so y'all get off this podcast and listen to that. It's probably better. To raise money for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. And it's literally the whole cast. It's all the actors. It's the directors. I mean, you got Rob Reiner. You got everybody involved. And they are literally doing this just to raise money, which is fine. You know, I mean, that sounds like a fun way to raise money for the candidate that you like. Well, Tom's going to say Tom Cruise.
No. And this was yesterday, but they did this yesterday.
They did this yesterday, yeah. Okay. So, Ted Cruz is having a literal conniption fit over the fact that they're using this wonderful movie for political gain. And I think he has his feelings hurt. He has his panties in the wad about the whole thing.
And I just want to add one more thing. They are doing it to raise money for Wisconsin so that Trump will lose Wisconsin.
Yes.
That is the whole goal of this, and they're not shying away from that fact.
Oh, it is just so funny.
And Carrie Ewell's Wesley in The Princess Bride, he tweeted this at Ted Cruz: "If you only left the fire swamp, you could join us."
Right.
Dump Trump or dick. Carrie Ewell's also inconceivable. Oh, I'm excited to announce a virtual Princess Bride reunion. Yeah, could you? Oh, just being big fan of the movie, and then the whole cast just rinses you.
I know every single person in the whole thing. So poor Ted Cruz.
Poor,
you know.
Well, no, not poor Ted Cruz.
It reminds me of that South Park episode where that kid, remember the episode where they Cartman made chili out of his parents and they made him eat his parents? And the kid was a big Radiohead fan. Yeah. And at the end, the kid's like bawling and crying because he just found out that he ate his parents. And Radiohead comes up and they're like, "What's wrong with you, pussy? Yeah, you call yourself a Radiohead fan?" I feel like Ted Cruz is going through that right now.
They hate everything stands for, and then they're calling him out for being a dick.
Oh. And here's what, and this is great. I gotta do the Rob Reiner quote. He said Cruz used The Princess Bride, and he also used a line from The American President the other day. He does that whole Miracle Max scene and knows the line, so he's obviously a movie buff. But these are fans I don't need these fans. Yeah, in other words, please fuck off and take your super glued pubed beard.
Why don't you drink the poison cup there,
yes.
Cruz?
Yeah.
Inconceivable.
Yeah, but Ted Cruz did officially say that he's not interested in being a Supreme Court
justice. Oh, Jesus Christ, Trump. I forgot about this story. Yeah. He is one of 20 people that Trump has put on the list for the Supreme Court nomination candidates. Right. Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Ted Cruz.
He's probably the most, like, sane one on there. Like, there's Tim Cotton on there.
Right.
And just a whole plethora of these, not just right-wing, like, incredibly right-wing lawyers.
And relatively judges. Young.
Yeah, yeah.
who are on there for an entire life. So politically, stay alive. It
is. Drink your vitamins. Take your smoothie. Come on. Do some more push-ups.
RBG. Come on. Do it.
Do we have enough defibrillators around?
All right. Dude, she's so metal, dude. She's going to stick around. You know it. And you know what? The minute, I mean, if he loses, when Trump loses, the second Biden's inaugurated, plop.
Yeah,
she'll be sitting out in the cold. She'll just plop on over and say, "It's my time is up."
No, I think she'll do it differently. She'll have like a recliner already placed out, you know, like by a pool, and she's just gonna lay down there, and some big cabana boy is gonna, Falwell Jr.'s cabana boy is gonna come walking over with a pina colada and like give her a sip, and she's gonna go, "Thank you." Coladas,
getting caught in the rain.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be a sad day, but
right.
I think she's holding out.
Or she might live to be 120.
Or that, too. Or she'd be the last Supreme Court justice we ever see because Trump's ruined it all, and there's only one left because he's gone generalissimo and shot all the other ones. But couldn't bring himself to shoot Ginsburg.
Oh, my gosh.
She kept kicking all his generals' ass. Oh, I think we covered quite a lot today.
We did cover a lot of stuff today.
Yeah.
Not in depth as usual.
It's not as in depth, but I think right. We got a little of the feel today.
There's so much going on.
There is. So you kind of have to bring these things up without quite going in depth. And I know that look in your eyes, and I know where it's going.
Where's Damn it going, Brandon?
I can't. Is this the part where we have to agree with
Welcome to this part of FDR's wheelchair. Today, we're going to hear from Brandon first about what did Trump say or do this week that you agree with?
Trump signed an executive order to lower drug prices from Big Pharma.
He signed an executive order to lower drug prices?
Yes.
From Big Pharma?
Yeah.
He used the signature of the executive branch, i.e. big government, to forcibly make corporations lower their prices.
He's so the fucking general with the free market.
Communist.
Fucking communist.
Woo 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 woo. Commie alert. Commie alert. Commie lib. Commie lib. Commie lib.
Yeah. Yeah. Go cuddle up to Xi Jinping now. And
I'm sure Hannity and Tucker and Limbaugh, is he still alive?
He's
been teasing us like it's almost over, but he's back.
Well, he got that presidential award. And he's just been kind of teabagging everybody.
Do we really have to talk about old man balls again?
Twice! Can we go back? Twice in one episode, I got it in there.
God, I'm going to have nightmares tonight if this is... Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, I have to play fair. I have to find...
I'm not done with this.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Yet.
Continue.
Not done with this.
Continue.
So, I agree that... This drug prices do need to be controlled. This is something that you're dealing with somebody's health. This pharmaceuticals are one of the most profitable industries on the planet. And they argue to death that it's for research and development. But we've seen in the past where it hasn't been. They've been buying up little companies and just putting that research and development budget lower and lower and lower and pushing up prices, where you have Scarelli, is that his name, that farmer bro guy?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That prick, where he just raised the prices because he could.
There was
nothing else there.
Right.
You can't play with people's lives like this. This is the reason that we ban things like slavery. This is why we don't have human organs for sale. This needs to be stopped. And we have to realize that profit does not always overcome human well-being and human decency.
Absolutely.
So this is why I'm saying that I agree that this needs to be lowered. However, we'll see what fucking happens. Because an executive order is only so powerful. I mean, this really needs to be pushed by Congress. If Trump was really in line with this, he'd be pushing the Republicans. He'd be pushing the fucking Grim Reaper to put this through the Senate and actually do something.
If it's a law, the executive branch has to carry it out. With an executive order, there's a lot of more gray area as far as doing that.
And exactly.
Obviously he's doing these things right now to gain political points with people. And hopefully he at least follows through on it.
I hope
somewhat. Yeah.
I hope so. I doubt
Even though I have disagreements with using executive orders. I mean, it's just not, you know.
It's not a good foundation.
Maybe he should. We'll buy him a copy of Art of the Deal. Give that a good read.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he can negotiate. Learn some negotiating tips with, yeah.
All right.
Because you can run government like a business, right? That's what we elected him for.
That's what we found out last episode.
Ah, that's right. But he failed. Well.
What do you got? You didn't have anything for me last time.
I had nothing for you. I totally dropped the ball, man. Well, this week.
Got damn roach clip in your hair.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The roach clip in my hair. Oh, yeah. So he went to Shanksville, Pennsylvania for the Flight 93 Memorial. And I did a thing last week talking about 9/11 and things like that. But he actually went there and he acted dignified. He didn't say anything overtly political. And he didn't do what he did on his first Memorial Day as president. And he didn't say, Happy Patriots Day. Just like he said, Happy Memorial Day. 4 years ago, which, oh my God. You know, every holiday, people, isn't just flag waving and blowing stuff up and grilling out a hot dog. And so they're actually about some serious
There's Christmas,
shit.
Too.
Yeah, USA, USA.
It is red, white, and blue, right?
Kind of.
Oh, but you got the green in there.
Oh, okay. I always remember back to my favorite Christmas when Uncle Charlie would open up the King Dick version. Oh my God!
Passage is going to be a whole different thing now.
Yeah. Oh man. So is that taking us to the end here, man?
Did you get a historical concept today?
No. I forgot. Yeah. Memorial Day, 2016.
Trump didn't say Patriots Day. Put that down in history.
Oh, Lord. So,
yeah, I think this kind of wraps it up.
We have some things coming up, don't we?
We do. We do. We have the presidential debate.
Ooh.
September 29th. And we are going to Mystery Science Theater 3000, that shit all up in here.
and also, we're also going to do our normal episode.
Yes.
So we're going to have a podcast. We're going to have the debates. We are going to be jamming on
yes.
this.
So the episode's gonna come out.
He's checking his Google calendar.
Shut up.
Hey dude, my date that night.
I got something to do. washing my hair. No, I'm just checking because that means our episode will come out slightly later. It won't be the Monday. It will probably be Tuesday night, if not Wednesday.
Okay.
So.
And then I also know there's a lot of listeners out there that have been talking about they want to be a guest or they want us to have a guest on.
Yeah.
That'll happen. That'll
it
happen.
Will.
It will happen. We just have to figure out
how to do it.
How to
and
do it.
What kind of concept we want. How,
yeah.
How to make them feel comfortable. How to, you know, make sure that they have the best time. You know, we got to feed them, drink them. Or drink them.
Make sweet, sweet.
Shh. Can't tell them that.
No.
That's after.
It's after we drug them.
Yeah. What?
What? What? What?
Bar, we need some some lawyers over here.
So, guess what, man? We are like, we're starting to get out there on social media.
We are.
Yep.
We are. We are on there on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Our handle is FDR_wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. And we are also on Facebook, FDR's Wheelchair.
Yeah. So please contact us, leave stuff on our message board, DM us on Twitter, reply to our tweets, because...
Like us, follow us, share us.
If you follow us on Twitter, you're going to realize that I'm laying the foundations for beef.
Oh,
I'm going to start a beef, and it's going to start on Twitter. But you're going to have to wait to find out who's beef. But if you follow us on Twitter, you might
figure I thought you were talking about a steak. I'm like, if you follow us on Twitter, will you get like some beef?
Yeah, we can do that too if that's what you want. We'll pander the shit out of you.
I'm craving a burger, sorry.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
So that's FDR_wheelchair for Twitter, FDR's Wheelchair for Facebook, and our email, if you want to email us. Like I said, we always welcome... ideas, topics, if you want to be
threats.
A guest. Threats. Well, yeah, give us some threats. I haven't been threatened in a while. It is FDR's Wheelchair Podcast @gmail.com.
Ooh, that sounds like a good email to me.
Yeah, It is. It's great email.
I'm like, yeah, you have these French doors in your basement. I'm expecting like a firebomb just to fly through. We're not serious about the threats.
No, but we're not well known enough for it to be a good firebomb. It'd be like, it'd like tink off the glass and like kind of burn on the concrete.
We need some haters out there.
You're right. I think we're under attack, but we're not too concerned. There's some PVC plastic out there. Oh, yeah. Dave, this one has your name written on it.
Oh, no. Hot potato. Let's plan.
All right. Well, that's our episode for this week.
Yep.
We'll be back next Monday.
Yep. We'll be back, old man balls and all, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. We're out.
All right. Take care, guys. See you later.
Bye.
Bye.